Good morning and thank you for holding. Welcome to Mellnex earnings call concerning the results for the second quarter of 2021. Here with us today, we have Mr. Leandro Mellnex, Chairman of the Board, Juliano Mellnex, Managing Director, and Vinicius Mastro Rosa, Financial and Investor Relations Director. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and that all participants will only be listening to the teleconference during Mellnex's presentation. After that, we'll begin the questions and answers session for analyst investors only, when further instructions will be provided. In case you require assistance during the conference, you may request help by pressing *0. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously over the internet via webcast and may be accessed at the website ri.mellnex.com.br. The replay of the event will be available as soon as it ends. The selection of the slides will be controlled by you. We would like to remind you that the event will be available after the close. The participants of this webcast may register via website questions for Mellnex, which will be answered after the end of the conference by the Investor Relations Department. Before we proceed, we would like to clarify that any statements that might be made during this teleconference regarding business perspectives of Mellnex, as well as its operating financial projections and goals, are based on beliefs and assumptions held by the company's management, based on information currently available to the company. Forward-looking considerations are not a guarantee of performance and involve risk, uncertainties, and assumptions, since they refer to future events that depend on circumstances that may or may not happen. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect future outcomes for Mellnex and may lead to results that materially differ from those expressed in these future considerations. I would like now to give the floor to Mr. Vinicius Mastro Rosa, Mellnex CFO and IR Director, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Mastro Rosa, you have the floor. Good morning, everyone. Well, welcome to Mellnex earnings call for the second quarter of 2021. Let's just start from slide 2, where we launched in the first half 605 million reals, which corresponds basically to the same volume of launches in all of 2020. And we already sold 46% until June 30th. As you can see in the graph, these figures are slightly above the figures we had when we did our feasibility studies when buying this land and launching these projects. The graph on the right, we show you the evolution of our gross margins. Our inventory gross margin is a little above 29%, and our backlog margin, which is the gross margin regarding the units that have already been sold, but whose revenues haven't been recognized yet, is already around 28%, which shows our margins have been growing in relation to last year's. And below, we show you the position of our land bank. We reached at the end of the second quarter 3.6 billion of PSV. We bought almost 400 million of PSV of land in the quarter. And nowadays, in the composition of our land bank, almost 17% was bought in cash, which is the strategy we have been following since our IPO. In the next slide, number 3, we show you the year's launches. We launched 5 projects, totaling 605 million reals, representing an increase of 26% compared with last year. And as I have already mentioned, it's practically the volume we launched last year as a whole. The next slide, number 4, we break up the 5 launches and the percentage sold for each one. As you can see, they are selling very well. And the Scene Boa Vista, the last one on the right, which is only 12% sold, was launched at the end of June and it has been selling every week since, even now in the beginning of August. So these are good products at good locations, which brings us confidence in the speed of sale, the future speed of sales of these projects. So we have no worries about the acceptance of these launches by the market. Next slide, number five, we break down our net sales. We sold 140 million net. As I said, 12 million came from Sim Boa Vista, our launch in the quarter, and the remainder, 128 million, came from inventory sales. Our highest volume of sales of inventory in a single quarter for at least the last 3 years. Moving on to the next slide, number six, the breakdown of our inventory. So we ended the quarter with 927 million in inventory, of which 229 million corresponds to finished inventory to be delivered in the next 3 years. 75% of our total inventory is under construction. And of this amount, almost 90% will be delivered from next year on, meaning they are not deliveries for the short term. Still focusing on the finished units inventory, a very important point, as you can see in the graph on the top right. Out of the 229 million of finished inventory, 140 million corresponded to commercial inventory. As you know, this is represents the largest inventory, and we have been working on our reversible lease strategy for the last 1.5 years, in which the customers lease this unit and later can convert what they have already paid in rent into a down payment to purchase the unit. And we will start noticing a higher volume of conversions of these rents into purchases starting now in the second half of the year. Below, we show you the composition of our inventory, but only the residential part. We have 623 million worth of residential inventory, and 60% of which was launched in the last 12 months. Only 11%, 72 million, corresponds to finished units. Looking at our current strategy, which focuses on residential units, we can see the company's inventory is very healthy. And about our inventory of finished commercial units, we already have a strategy to improve the liquidity of this inventory. The next slide, number seven, the only delivery we had in the second quarter was Grand Park Lindoya, its second phase. We launched its third phase now in the first quarter of this year. We delivered the second phase now in the second quarter. It has a PSV of 121 million, Melnick share is 90 million. It has 190 units that have been delivered. It's a very beautiful project. In the next slide, our land bank. As I said in the beginning of this presentation, we have reached a land bank worth 3.6 billion of PSV. And a very important fact we have been sharing with the market is that we have 1.1 billion of PSV in this land bank of projects that have already been approved. It's a very significant change if you consider Melnick's history and the city's history. Approval of projects has always been a bottleneck to our operation. We used to launch practically everything we had already gotten approval for. Today, the situation is completely different. We have been able to put together a good land bank, and also due to the efficiency with which our company has been working with agencies responsible for approvals, we find ourselves in a positive situation with over 1.1 billion reals of PSV of land bank with approved projects. Moving on to slide nine, we see our financial indicators. We had 184 million in net revenue in the second quarter. As you can see in the line graph, our POC has recovered the average levels we used to have in the quarters when we did not have work stoppage due to COVID. And we even managed to speed up the pace of construction in the second quarter, recovering a little of what we lost last year. And in the graph on the top right side, we have our gross margin, gross profit. Our gross margin for the quarter came in at 24.5%, but here it's worth noting that, as many as you probably remember, pre-crisis, when the INCC index was higher, as it is again now, there is a mismatch in time between how most developers adjust their revenues and costs regarding the base month for the INCC index. And so our portfolio, and in the case of most companies, is adjusted by the INCC index of 2 months prior, whereas our costs are adjusted by the INCC of previous month. What happens when the INCC is too high by the time of the adjustment is due, which is usually happen in May or June? You have an increase in costs in the second quarter, but the portfolio that will offset this will show this higher index only in the third quarter. That is exactly what happened to us in the second quarter. We adjusted our cost. Actually, we adjusted our cost base for the INCC. We did not have any cost increase above INCC, but our portfolio will show this increase in the next quarter. If we adjusted this, only for you to have an idea, and applied the same adjustment, the same index for both the portfolio and the cost, the margin would be 28.4%. So just for you to, a reference for you to understand the effect of this mismatch, which is technical and temporary, will be fully offset in the next quarter. We ended the quarter with a net income of 12 million reais and a total in the first half year of 27 million. The next slide, number 10, a very important issue, the provision for cancellations. We got to the end of the second quarter with 159 million provisions for cancellations, and this is 10 million higher than in the first quarter. We have, however, to pay close attention to understand what happened with this figure. We have two types of provision for cancellations, which are together here, but they have to be split. The provision for customers who pay in time and the provision for defaulting customers. The provision for default customers started the second quarter at 85 million and ended the started the quarter at 102 million, ended the quarter at 85 million. As you can see in the graph at the bottom left side, it has been decreasing quarter after quarter in the last three quarters, has been 40% small. At the same time, the provision for customers who are not defaulting went up 27 million this quarter. What happens is the provision for customers who are not defaulting follows a very simple rule as per IFRS 9 and is based on the percentage of the PSV to be delivered in the coming 12 months. It's only that. What happened was that because of the work stoppage due to COVID last year and the reduction in the number of people working on the construction sites this year, we concentrated some of these deliveries in the next 12 months. As you can see in the graph on the bottom right side, we are going to deliver in the next 12 months 965 million of PSV, which is essentially twice the average that has been launched in the last 5 years. So on account of this concentration of deliveries, again, a technical issue, there is an increase in the provision for cancellations for clients who are not defaulting. Again, it's a temporary issue that will be reversed as the volume of deliveries for the next quarters goes back to normal when compared with the volume of launches. But this had an impact in the results of the quarter to the amount of 5.4 million. The provision for customers who are not defaulting alone impacted the result in 5.4 million. It's important that this point be very clear. It's a temporary issue, and we are dealing with the provisions for the defaulting customers, and this provision has been decreasing quarter after quarter, as we have been saying, since last year. In the next slide, number 11, you can see our G&A and our selling expenses. Our G&A at the end of the quarter was 12 million, and we expect for the second half a number that's very close to the number in the first half, which we cannot compare with last year because of all the stoppage, the work stoppage that happened last year because of the restrictions due to COVID. Selling expenses at the end was $12 million, representing 7 to 8% of our revenues, which is in line with our history. Next slide, number 12. You see our capital structure. We ended the quarter with $635 million in cash, $67 million of gross debt. That is over $560 million in net cash. And in the quarter, we burned 23 million reais in cash, as I mentioned before, continuing our strategy of purchasing land in cash. I now give the floor to Juliano for his final remarks, and then we'll be available for questions and answers. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here talking to you about the results of the second quarter of the year. This quarter was marked by the slow recovery to normal activities, with the gradual lifting of restrictions as of April, and today the city is already back to its normal routine. In spite of that, we sold 144 million reais of inventory, which is the best volume of the last 3 years. We remain confident in the market recovery, in our qualified land bank, and like you to remember that we have a PSV of 1 billion reais in land bank, in approved land bank. We acquired in the quarter land that amounted to 383 million reais in PSV, some of them 100% in cash. And to conclude, we already launched 605 million reais in the first half of the year, practically the same volume of the whole last year. And we are 46% sold in average, which is a positive sign we are in line with our plan to grow and place the company at a new level of launches and in a near future, sales, profit, and ROE. Thank you for your attention. We are open to your questions. Thank you. Melnick's earnings call is now closed. Thank you for your participation. Have a good day. Thank you for using Chorus Call.